more of Lake Effect Now, I'm Mitch Teich. Over the course of the past year, Lake Effect has explored the role of Wisconsin soldiers in the Civil War in our series Iron Brigade and Beyond. We've taken you to the battlefields at Shiloh and Antietam and Gettysburg and more. But all the while, the voice of our series, historian Thomas Martin Sobotky, has emphasized what these stories of heroics and sacrifice were about: freedom. In this final installment in our series, Sobotky reflects on what Wisconsinites and Americans fought and died for, and what we need to take to heart from the war's legacy.
First of all, it's the preservation of the American democratic experiment. The idea that we can govern ourselves, that we don't hand things over to an emperor or a king, we don't live in a tyrannical form of government, that we can have elections. We're all reminded, whether we like it or not, or whatever side we're on, when with the potential recall of a governor in 2012, that when we go and have an election at any time, it's really a triumph of American democracy, of the democratic experiment. And I would like our citizens coming away from the Civil War to really realize the significance of what a triumph it is for them to walk into a polling place and to be able to cast a vote, that people died for that privilege, that right. That's a human right, but that we preserve in our United States of America, our democracy, our Republican form of government. The other thing that comes out of the Civil War, of course, is the civil rights struggle of African Americans. And I think what people lose sometimes with the American Civil War is they want to put it into that neat box of 1861 to 1865. And they think, well, slavery ended, so we're done. But really, that's just the beginning. It was the beginning of a real struggle for how inclusive of citizens' rights America would be. Would we really embrace Jefferson's ideal in the old Declaration of Independence, of all people being born free and equal with equal opportunity? Will we fight discrimination in all its forms, no matter who is discriminated against? Or will we run away from that principle? It's really a lot easier to run away from that principle. It's naturally a human thing to make distinctions between people based on the pigment of their skin, or based on their sexual orientation, or based on their gender. Remember, out of the Civil War, women don't have the vote yet, whether they're white or black. Immigrants from foreign lands, and quite frankly, a lot of Wisconsin citizens have an immigrant past, where folks came after the Civil War as well. They were facing a lot of discrimination, and working people who were trying to organize labor unions to give them a voice in the workplace faced discrimination. But that's a triumph of democracy. Think about that. Anytime you can vote, anytime you can tell your elected representative what you want them to do, how you feel, those are things that were fought for successfully by Wisconsinites in the American Civil War and preserved by those people. But we're changing. The United States is going to be a much different country when those of us who might be in our 20s, 30s, and 40s are retired, and our children's children are around. It's going to be a country where there is no white majority. Rather interestingly, there will be no majority race of any kind. We will be a true amalgam. And what unites us is our commitment to freedom and liberty and this democratic experiment. And our forebears, 91,000 of them who fought in the American Civil War, they understood that that's what it was about, preserving that. And we have to have that excitement rekindled and brought to all these people from so many different places who can all share the same basic set of ideals. I think, African Americans' role in helping to redefine this country. And it's, in a sense, what they ended up doing in fighting for their own human rights and taking efforts at self-emancipation. African Americans held the rest of our feet to the fire. Our feet were held to the fire. And, you know, you're going to live up to this principle that Jefferson enunciated. You know, whether you like it or not, we're going to be that kind of country. And I think we need to reflect on all of those things a lot more than we do. There is an element in the country that polls, they actually had a poll done in April of 2011. CNN had done a poll, and 42% of Americans still don't see slavery and racism and racial problems as really central to the war and its aftermath. And quite diplomatically, Holland Keating, who does CNN's polling, he's their polling director, I think was very diplomatic in suggesting, though, that geographic demographics and racial demographics play a big part. Translation, if you're white, if you're older, if you're from the South, if you're conservative, you will be more likely to have this opinion that slavery and the civil rights struggle is of very small importance, and states' rights and generals and leaders is something we can immerse ourselves in. And we can forget about the larger reason this collision in the 19th century occurred. Abraham Lincoln called this a people's contest. We also should remember, it's not just the 91,000 Wisconsin soldiers who fought. It's all the people who supported them from this state. This was a people's contest. Every citizen was intimately involved in this series of events, and they were intimately involved for decades afterward because of what their fathers and grandfathers had done, and even what their mothers had done. Women had sanitary fairs where they, not just made bandages, but tried to work very hard on better sanitation for the armies in their camps. And this was life and death. Women responded to the call in areas of nursing. Some became doctors and surgeons. You know, there were some very prominent people from Wisconsin who made a great impact as civilians in helping support this war effort. So we need to step back and look at the bigger human rights questions, the moral questions that are presented by the American Civil War. And that's a lot harder to do. It's a lot more glamorous to, you know, look at the generals with all their stars and all the gold braid and, you know, they're waving swords and making grand charges. And there's a lot of that, as we've talked about some of it. But the rest of it is just as important, if not more so.
Thomas Martin Sobotky has been the voice of our Civil War series, Iron Brigade and Beyond, Wisconsin in the Civil War. We thank him sincerely for his insights and compelling narrative style. Sobotky is a historian, teacher, and author of the book Across That Dark River, The Civil War Memory, published by Moving Train Books. He's published articles for North and South Magazine, including one on war correspondence, and he lives in Pewaukee. Our Civil War series was produced by Stephanie Lecce. You can hear all the installments in that series at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Coming up next, we have the stories of a unique product produced by entrepreneurs and one about some orangutans at the Milwaukee Zoo who use some very modern technology. Stephanie Lecce reports on that when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.